Renegade Health Radio.
Renegade Health Radio, Kevin Gianni here with Frederick Patnaud. Frederick.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, everybody.
So, Frederick, a couple of weeks ago, you let the proverbial cat out of the bag.
What do you mean?
you preempted something that we had talked about that actually put it onto the universe's paper.
Yes, when I wrote, well, you kind of wrote something to the Renegade Health list, but I was the one who was writing it behind, I guess. Yeah. We have to tell you that. But it was about you doing videos, Kevin.
Yes, it's true.
Getting back on the YouTube wagon.
Getting back on the YouTube wagon. Let me start where I really want to start on this. So I was recently at an event, and we were talking about, you know, just health and getting a message out to more people. And I was really struck pretty solidly about the idea of connection. And in this case with Renegade Health is reconnection, because, you know, there's, for a lot of years we did videos, and I think we connected with a lot of people by doing those videos. And the podcast was one way to start reconnecting, so you guys could actually hear my voice again, and then we could introduce Fred's voice as well to Renegade Health. And then I'm at this conference, and I'm sitting there, and I'm saying to myself, you know what, got to do videos again. And I think it's I think it's coming from the right decision in terms of it's not an issue of, it's not a thing where we're, oh, you have to do videos, Kevin, and Frederick will do some videos too. So I think that'll be fun, but it's coming from a position of, you know, what are we here for? What are we really doing? And I think that in an internet space, it's not like you walk into your local hardware store or your local health food store and you say, hey, Mr. Health food store owner, tell me what your favorite omega-3 supplement is. You know, we don't have that same connection anymore, but when you have videos, it's pretty easy to look at a video and, you know, tell if someone is pretty trustworthy or not. And I think that's something that we have that in some cases with some other audiences and some other experts, and again, we don't like to call ourselves experts, but I think that we are trustworthy, and, you know, we want to continue to prove it to you, and video is one way to do that. So we're going to do videos again. And plus, I'm slimmer now, so I don't have this self-conscious kind of thing in front of a video camera. I mean, even when I was like 160 pounds, people would say that I looked fat. And so
who was saying that?
Oh, I don't know, the crazy fruitarians. But even then, you have this self-conscious thing. So I'm ready. I'm willing. They'll be coming soon. Can't wait to reconnect with you in that way, particularly all you YouTubers who are out there, you know, asking for these videos. And every time we post one of these podcasts, we get comments, when are you starting videos again? Well, we're on it. We're doing it. It's going to be awesome.
What's going to be the first one, Kevin?
You know what? I want the first one to be an introduction with Hudson, because I think that, you know, he is actually playing a very interesting role in our breakfast preparation. And I think I would like everyone to see what exactly that is. And I'm not going to give it away, but it's really cool and really interesting. You guys will like it.
Cool. Well, now you've announced it twice.
I know. Now you're really making me do it.
you gotta do one.
Awesome. Well, today we're going to be talking about something equally as cool, and maybe even cooler for you, because it's going to save you some money. Who doesn't want to save money? Fred, you like saving money?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes.
Well, saving money for what? What's the purpose? Saving money to actually do things that you really love and appreciate, right?
Yeah, I think we, you know, money is like one of those things where we have to earn it, and we don't always have control over how much we can earn. But we always have control on how much we're spending. And maybe, you know, maybe I go through periods of spending more and less and so on. But right now I'm saving up. You know, I'd like to maybe settle my roots somewhere at some point. So I, you know, maybe get a little down payment ready or something like that. So I've been saving some money, and saving some money on groceries is one big thing that I like to do.
Yeah. And we're, and look, I mean, we're not Dave Ramsey here, so we're not going to give you financial, you know, planning and tell you to compound your bills and, you know, pay off your car and then take that money and pay off your mortgage and all that sort of stuff. I mean, that's like financial sort of stuff, but we're going to be talking today about ways that you can save money and eat healthy. So save money on healthy foods as well as maybe some tips. I don't know, maybe Fred, you have some additional tips that are outside of that space that help, but let's talk about groceries to start. Let's just rock with that because I know a lot of people are into it.
First, how expensive can it be, Kevin, to eat like an organic, healthy diet? I mean, you know, on the spectrum of spending, I know personally that it's possible to spend a lot of money, even if you're not buying wine and stuff like that. Just like as a raw foodist, I was spending a ton of money on fruits and vegetables. Like I remember my monthly budget for fruit was close to, not just fruit, but, you know, fruit and greens and so on was like $700-$800 at some point for a single person. So, you know, just buying a lot of fruit and high quality fruit, organic, etc. So, you know, it's a lot of money. I mean, you think about it, it's a lot of money for to eat healthy. I mean, I know it's if you start eating out and good, nice restaurants that serve organic food, it can really add up, you know?
It's so true. One of the things that I started doing, because we do spend a lot of money on food, we almost consider it as like health insurance kind of thing. We have a very minimal health insurance kind of plan where, you know, I think there's a $4,000 deductible or something like that. But you know, we look at the money that we spend on food as a little bit of a health insurance. So instead of paying $400 or $300 for our health insurance, we pay about $100 a month and $100 a month for each person. But then we spend most of that money on food and in our own personal health plan. But one thing that you know, we started to save some money as well because we are looking to buy a house and we live in one of the most expensive housing markets on the planet, and which is the Bay Area. And so we have to save a lot of money to get a house, and it probably won't happen in the next 2 years. Maybe even it might even take longer than that. But what I started to do when we are shopping in the grocery store for produce is we used to just kind of go and just buy whatever we wanted. So if we wanted cherries, we bought cherries. If we wanted apples, we buy apples. If we wanted bananas, we buy bananas. And we would just go and get it and run. But what we noticed is right in front of one of the grocery store produce areas is this. And we go to the farmer's market too, but you know, we live close enough to the grocery store. We don't have to do big shopping sort of things. We can buy, you know, everyone, you know, go once or twice a week or three times a week even. There's this entire like crate, or I don't even know what it is. It's this display of all different types of berries. And what I noticed is over the last maybe like 4 months, I've been watching as the berry prices fluctuate. And I never really took notice of this, but there'd be times when, you know, the raspberry prices would drop pretty significantly. And these are all organic, but the raspberry prices would drop pretty significantly. And then there were times that the cherries are now starting to kind of come into season, not fully into season. So their prices are dropping too. And then you can see the blueberries, you can see their price raise and then drop again. So instead of just buying the fruit that we wanted per se, I just started to follow, you know, I just looked at all the prices of all the organic berries and I just buy the ones where the prices were dropping or lower. And it's one of those things where you just don't even notice, but I mean, there could be a swing of, you know, between the most expensive berries and the least expensive berries, particularly if you include cherries, you know, you're talking, it could be a $5 or $6 or $7 price difference between, you know, cherries that aren't in season, $14.99 per pound, or cherries that are in season and, you know, in total, an absolute, you know, excess, you know, so surplus, and those are going down to like, you know, $2.99 a pound or something like that. So we just started to look at the cheapest berries, organic berries, and then get those cherries or berries, and get those instead of having to, you know, go and just pick whatever we wanted. We saved a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to know your prices. You know, that's one thing that I, when I was researching the book that I wrote on living on $100 a month on a plant-based diet, I researched a lot of prices and I, you know, some people like they receive the flyers at home and they throw it, in the trash or recycling. But I like to look at those just to get an idea of, you know, the stores that are around that are advertising and the stores that I may not know about and the prices that they're advertising and so on. So right now I'm trying a new experiment. It's actually the exact same experiment that I did a couple of years ago, but I'm just doing it right now. So my food budget is $150 a month that I'm trying to follow. That's for groceries and eating out is separate, but I don't eat out that much. So that's kind of the budget I've been shooting at. And to accomplish it's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, not at all, because that's like, what, $5 a day or something like that. So you have to, the first tip that I really incorporated this year is to never waste anything. Because, you know, you think sometimes, I mean, there's food and then you're not eating it, that you're just wasting that food, right? But you're actually, you have to buy new food for the next meal, you know, that you're going to. So it's like you're wasting an opportunity to kind of use something that you have. And then instead you're buying something brand new that you don't really need. So, you know, I used to buy a lot at once and I stopped doing that because I only buy staples in bulk. Because I live in a city like you, Kevin, and it's easy to get produce, you know, regularly instead of having to buy everything all at once in bulk and then wasting some of it because you're not eating all of it. So never wasting and then buying the staples that don't go bad, like rice, then you can buy those in bulk and you can save a lot. But for the for produce, what I do is I look at loss leaders. So a lot of supermarkets and health food stores, etc., they advertise certain items to get clients in, and they often, the deals are so good that they don't actually make money on those items. But imagine that you only buy those items for produce, or mostly you focus on those items, and then you figure out what you're going to make around those. So let's say, you know, they're advertising, I don't know, eggplant for 99 cents a pound, and it's usually $2.99 a pound. And well, then you buy a bunch of eggplant, and then you think, hey, what can I make with the eggplants? Instead of what most people do is they look at a recipe book and they think, hey, it'd be nice to make chili this week. Let's go buy everything we need to make chili. And then you buy everything at full price. So it kind of forces you to be creative because you look at what's on sale, and it's usually what's in season. So it's better, it's fresher. And then you organize your menu around it. So you don't actually need to receive those flyers in the mail. You can just go online to the websites of the different stores around you and look at what they have on sale. So, and once you know the prices, that the top price you're willing to pay per item. So maybe, like you said, Kevin, berries, you're willing to pay up to, you know, $2.99 or $4.99 a pound, whatever it is. But you decide what the price is per item. And then, you know, you look at it and you say, this is too expensive. Like, I'm not going to pay myself, you know, more than, I don't know, like $1.99 for a bunch of celery. I mean, sometimes they sell it for way too much, you know. So there's prices like this that you can figure out, you know, over time, because you've seen them go in and out of season and in special and so on. So, I mean, that's kind of what I do, you know, to save money. And that's what I recommend to people is you know, you decide what your staples are, and then you make a menu around it, and then you find stuff that's on sale, and you make stuff around it. So you don't have to clip coupons, or you don't have to buy all this packaged food that's on sale just to save money. You just buy great produce that's cheap, and then you make a menu around that.
I think something that's really important to mention around this topic, Fred, is something that I just talked to Dr. Williams about on the phone. I was interviewing him for my book, and you know, I'm really trying to get into what the Caro eat, which are, you know, native Peruvian people, and you know, they have a few staples. They have their potatoes. There's a lot of different varieties of potatoes, but they have their potatoes. They have their corn. They have their alpaca. They have coca leaves. You know, and those are kind of what they eat. That's their staples. But what Dr. Williams also mentioned is that in season, they eat all different types of things. So there's a certain time of the year when berries are in season. There's four or five different berries that they eat. There's a certain time of the season, the year when there's different greens in place, and they eat those all throughout the time they're eating. you know, they're staples, but they're also eating these foods seasonally as they come in. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because I know that there are some of you out there that are saying, and we're going to get into what Fred eats for that $150, you know, budget a month, because I think that that's really important, but you're not going to starve, and you're not going to deprive yourself in most cases, nutrient wise, because you don't have to eat berries every day. You don't have to eat kale every day. You don't have to do this to be extremely healthy. And so I think that our mindset of more is better, needs to take a backseat to the actual reality of, you know, these, you know, Carol, for instance, can live, you know, at least back when they were not being influenced by American foods, you know, Western type diet, you know, they can live very long eating berries seasonally, eating them just generally around once a year, during a certain month to 2 month period. So it's very important to think about that in that way. So you know that you're not freaking out and becoming neurotic because, you know, you can't buy berries, but you know, they're healthy and, you know, I'm just not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna live long or because I don't have the money kind of thing.
And I think that having, you know, the system for saving money is something that you can use to the degree that you want to use it. So right now, let's say I want to save some money for something, right? I'm going to be like more restrictive for a while in my choices. I'm going to be just more careful, right? But I don't have to do this like every single month for the rest of my life, right? I can have months that I spend some more money or indulge a little bit more. And I think it kind of goes in the direction of what you were saying, Kevin, that, you know, native people eat the same kind of foods most of the year, but there are periods of abundance where they, you know, they just have more food available and more variety. So you can do that in your life, as you can have months where you just maybe have a more Spartan diet and eat, you know, simple meals over and over. And then periods where you just indulge in the abundance of the autumn or the summer, you know, and the, I mean, if one autumn comes, I'm not going to be, you know, like, hey, I'm not buying those super awesome squash because they're like 29 cents a pound more than I should be paying. Like, I'm not going to say this. I want to get what's in season, what's great, what's fresh, what I love to eat. But there are periods of the year that I can spend less, and that's how you do it. You know, you set your boundaries, and that way I think you enjoy it more too, because if you eat cherries all year round, and sometimes they're imported from like Israel or someplace far away, I mean, are you really enjoying your cherries? Because it's not special when you're buying it all the time, but when you buy it in season and it's local and it's harvest time, I mean, man, those are good. You know, those are really special.
Yeah. You know, I want to know maybe a little bit more about what this $150 budget a month, or maybe even like $300 budget a month, you know, because I think that, you know, that's probably something that people are a little more comfortable with around in terms of just having a little more variety at $300. But what, between $150 to $300, what does this look like? Like, what are you eating? Are you eating just rice and beans all the time? Or what kind of, you know, flexibility do you have?
Well, you have a lot of flexibility, but you have to find a few staple foods. You know, for me, beans cooked from scratch is something that I like to eat, and they're incredibly cheap and easy to make. So, you know, people buy beans in a can, right? And I mean, they're very expensive that way, because you're paying for the packaging and you're paying for everything. And if you buy dry beans, even organic beans, they're so cheap. I mean, they're so cheap to make, you know. So I pressure cook them, right? So I, like, for example, black beans, you throw them in a pressure cooker for half an hour and they're done. If you don't have a pressure cooker, it's about 2 hours. You don't even have to soak the small beans like that. So bigger beans, you'll have to soak them the night before. But I think, I mean, beans are the kind of the central core of the strategy. So you have a staple food like that. And then you have other vegetables, like we have root vegetables, squash, etc. You just have to set a price for them, right? So what's the right price to pay for these foods? So maybe you buy organic potatoes in a 10-pound bag because it saves you money. Or sweet potatoes, you know, I see them on sale for 99 cents a pound. So I know if it's more than 99 cents, it's probably too much. Organic sweet potatoes, maybe it's more like $1.99. So, you know, depending how organic you want to go, you decide what the price is, right? Approximately. When, you know, it's going to take you a few experiments to figure it out. But there are, let's say you have a few of those staple foods that are very healthy and they're cheap, then you decide what those are. You know, for me, like maybe it's beans, sweet potatoes, squash. Those are like my favorite things, right? And then rice, I don't eat like all the time, but I like either brown rice or white basmati rice. So, you know, I buy those in large amounts. So it's very cheap when you buy them in bulk like that. And then you have all the produce you add on top of it, right? So at that price, it's really a vegetarian diet, because as soon as you add like some meat and so on, it's going to be closer to like the $300 a month figure that you were talking about, like special organic meat and so on. But this gives you like the basis of a diet, right? So the structure of your day-to-day diet. And then you can be very creative, because it's, you know, the fruits that you're going to buy are going to be cheaper. And for example, maybe every day you make a green smoothie. Well, in the past, maybe you made a green smoothie with mangoes and papayas and, you know, and organic berries. And then you figure out, well, it's like, I'm, you know, I just put $8 worth of produce in that smoothie, right? So maybe for a while you're going to make a cheaper smoothie. Maybe you're going to put a pear, like a banana, and some romaine lettuce. And then it turns out that your smoothie is costing you $1.50 now or something like that. So it's still just as good. I mean, you're blending everything up, so you're not really tasting the individual foods, you know? So I think for foods like smoothies and so on, I mean, I don't put my precious fruits in there anymore, right? Like the mangoes and the, you know, the exotic fruits that are more expensive. I like to savor them more than just throw them in a smoothie. So it's kind of a strategy. You figure out, you know, if there's something that you're eating every single day, like a smoothie, well, make that food cheaper with cheaper items that are just as healthy, right? And so that's one strategy. And then, you know, like I said, you buy the stuff that's on sale and in season, and you like the vegetables and the produce and the fruits, and you make stuff around it. So maybe instead of eating organic blackberries every single day, let's say they're expensive, you're eating them once a week. And then the other days you're eating something that's maybe, you know, not as exciting, but it's still really good. Maybe it's diced pear that you put in whatever you're eating in the morning, whether it's a smoothie or, I don't know, like oatmeal or something like that. So there's all kind of, you know, you buy almonds in bulk or nuts in bulk. You had a handful. And if you're not buying pre-processed, pre-made food, it's everything is going to be cheaper, right? And then once you kind of have that figure in mind, you know, let's say it's $300 a month, that's $10 a day. Then you realize, hey, if I'm eating out today and it's a nice restaurant, I'm going to spend like $50 per person. That's like a 5-day budget. So maybe you're going to reconsider that and then go to a place that's not as expensive or not order as many things. So it's just awareness, right? You keep track of your expenses, and then the menu can be whatever you like. So in the book, I talk about how to, you know, figure out what your staples are, what is the maximum amount you're willing to pay per item. And then you can add things on top of it. So let's say you eat what I described, like the vegetables and so on, the beans. And then you want to add, for your dinner, you want to add like some salmon or something, or you want to add, you want to bake a fish or in the oven, or you want to make some organic chicken or something like that. Then that's just added on top of it. And it's going to add, of course, to the day, but overall, it's not going to be, you're still going to be saving a lot of money, right? Then there are other tips if you're not going to eat a vegan diet to save money. Some people say, you know, you cook the entire chicken and it saves you money, because instead of buying the individual parts, and then you have, you know, enough for the week and so on. So there's all kinds of ways, but it's a matter of being creative. And I like, you know, what you mentioned about the seasonal berries, because there's also, Once you set yourself a target like that, it can be kind of fun and challenging to try to meet that target. So yeah. Let's say right now, you know, There's blackberries that are wild. I mean, those are free, right? You can harvest them. And, you know, you see, like, in Montreal, we had, you know, a big Italian community, and they would go and pick dandelion at this time of the year, right? And make salads and make stuff out of it, right? And then you think, why, you know, maybe I could learn to do that. Maybe I could be one of those Chinese people picking, that you've seen picking up mushrooms in your area. And then even though you're not Chinese, you're going to try to be Chinese for that day because they know how to do it. Maybe you can ask them. Well, with mushrooms, you have to be a little careful. But you know what I mean? You can find all kinds of, you know, ways to do this. I even found out recently that there's a project in my area to encourage people with lower income to eat vegetables and fruits. So they have this super cheap weekly box of fruits that they're not making any money on, fruits and vegetables. I think it's like $7 a week, right? So maybe there's something like this in your area and you can take advantage of it. So I think once you have a target and then you set your mind to it, it can be fun. You know, you're not going to be feeling deprived if you set it as a goal for, let's say, a month or 2 months, and you're going to say, I'm going to do this for this month. And then you're going to find all kinds of crazy solutions to make it work.
There's a website that that I found a while back on Renegade Health. And man, I'm trying to find it right here. I think this is it. It's called Edible Cities. That's it. Edible Cities. And so what, this is a crowdsourced website where people put in the location of mostly fruit trees. At least that's what I see here. So apple, avocado, blackberry, cherry, plum, grapefruit, lemon, loquat, olive, orange, persimmon, plum, rosemary, bushes too. So people actually put in trees that provide these fruits that are either readily available just for you to take, or if they're in someone's yard and maybe you can go knock on their door and ask them. And just about right now, the loquats are starting to get ripe here in Berkeley, and we'll go out and we'll harvest some of them that are kind of in the median of the street, you know, like that are not in the median of the street, but like between the sidewalk and the street. And, you know, they're pretty much fair game for most people. Sometimes people, if they don't want you to pick their fruit, they'll have signs on their fruit trees. But this is just another place to go, ediblecities.org. I know that they have listings in a lot of different cities. So if you don't live in the woods where you can go and harvest some dandelions or some of these things, mushrooms, before you harvest mushrooms, really make sure that you know what you're doing. But, you know, if you live in a city, you might be able to use a website like this to be able to help you find some free food. You know, and free food is pretty awesome. I know that we need to wrap up, Fred, but I wanted to say three quick points here. $100, $150, $300. Maybe your budget's like $2,000 a month on food. And you're just like, I don't even, you know, like $100, I wouldn't even be able to eat. Well, I mean, if your budget is that high, I'm sure that you can shave off $200. I'm sure that you can shave off 10% of your budget. And then you can save that money. If you save $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. I mean, if you have a family of four, that's a plane ticket somewhere for each one, a round trip plane ticket. If you have a family, you know, if you save $200, that's $2,400 that you can save. And what could you use that for? I'm sure you could find something interesting enough to do that with. And I think that you should turn around and take that money and use it on blood testing, because what you're going to do once you get your blood testing, you're going to, one, find out if your diet's okay, so then you can continue to eat it or you need to change it. And two, you can decide if you really need to take all those expensive supplements. Maybe you're taking a whole bunch of vitamin D, which isn't that expensive, but maybe you're taking a bunch of, you know, expensive supplements and you're looking at your blood test and you're perfectly fine. You don't need all those supplements. You can save yourself $30, $40, $50, $60 a month, right? Just by turning that around. And you can use the extra cash left over to buy a Berry Breeze, because that's going to help you save money by prolonging the length of the produce, how fresh produce stays in your refrigerator.
Good stuff, Kevin.
You got it. So go out there and save some money. Our challenge to you is to see if you can save $100 on your grocery bill this month.
Get creative. And share your tips at renegadehealth.com.
You got it. Take care. Enjoy the saving and the eating and the healthiness that you get from it. Bye.
Bye.
Renegade Health Radio.